You know how to call me, just pucker up and blow. On my knees, baby, please tell me that you want it and a bet my bottom dollar on it.
It's called Cooking with Gas. The new album is Shut Up. It's from the Gas House Gorillas. You're listening to GLT's Talkin' Blues. I'm John Norton. And joining us from his home in Brooklyn, is that right?
In Brooklyn, New York. Yes, it is.
It's Rick Fink, the leader of the Gas House Gorillas. Man, Rick, you've outdone yourself on this album, and that's saying something. This is a wonderful release, and you sound pretty happy with it as well.
Yeah, we had a great experience. Maybe the best experience I've ever had in the studio before. We just went in, it was just the four of us, and we did it the way we wanted to do it, so.
What does that mean?
It means that at this time, last one was done with a producer and a label. You know, we were happy with the outcome, but there were a lot of sort of things about the way it was recorded that maybe we wouldn't have done. This time we had a chance to really just do it the way that we heard it. So it was just the four of us in the studio initially. Just face-to-face, banging them out. We had a chance to play these songs on the road for about a year as well before recording them, which really made a difference because it was all muscle memory. We were just right in there.
Do you record live in studio, or do you do overdubs and that later?
Well, we initially record live. It's, as a matter of fact, some of the album, when you listen to a song like Perfect Cage, what I love about that one is that it's really just us live in the studio. With a lot of the other stuff, obviously, the big band stuff was, you know, we brought the horns in afterwards. But initially, it's the four of us in there. And even the vocals were done pretty much live.
Let's get to that then. Let's play Perfect Cage, and then I want to ask you a little bit more about the horns. So the Gas House Gorillas, the album is Shut Up. Perfect Cage is the song. Our guest is Rick Fink from the band, and this is GLT's Talkin' Blues. Perfect Cage is a song. It's the Gas House Gorillas from their brand new album called Shut Up, and this is GLT's Talkin' Blues. Well, you sort of ditched the horn in your band, or at least on this album, but you still have some horns on this album, including the song we played earlier, Cooking with Gas, and a couple of other ones. Have you completely ditched it when you're performing live?
We have. We're a quartet now. Big Jim Davis went into retirement this past year. Actually, I'm kidding. I don't know that he went into retirement, but he made the decision to come off the road, and he left on good terms. But there was one thing that Jim said as he was leaving. He said that, "I think you guys are moving towards a quartet anyway."
What does that do for the band to lose the saxophone? You think you're gaining something, actually.
Well, what happened was initially we started to audition saxophone players as we continued to gig as a quartet. What we found happening was we started to close ranks and we got really tight as a quartet. And it became more of a sort of a muscular kind of an assault with just the four guys, which we really liked because we're all big punk rockers at heart. So it was really kind of a welcome change after all those years of the same sort of configuration, you know?
On the second floor, it's the Gas House Gorillas, and you're listening to GLT's Talkin' Blues. Our guest is Rick Fink. This is such a wonderful album. This is phenomenal. In addition to just how cool musically it is how well it's programmed. Usually an album that's sequenced in a way, it goes from fast to slow to medium or something like that. You guys just completely change genres.
We've always been an eclectic band. When I first started the band, that was kind of the idea. What happened initially is the instrumentation initially just kind of, we ended up being more like a jump band from hell. But over the years, I've always written a lot of different kinds of songs. We finally had a lineup where that was something we could really, really do, you know, where we could really embrace all of that. As long as it sounded like us. I mean, there are definitely times when one of us will write something and it doesn't turn out to be a gorilla song. But as long as it sounds like the Gas House Gorillas, we go for it.
Well, even on this album, you know, you're known for your rockabilly, your jump blues, your punk, but you've also got some straight-up pop songs on this album.
We do. Well, I was writing a lot of those.
What, is that your sentimental thing coming through?
I guess it is. You know, it's nice to have that side of the band as well, because you know we're very snarky and and our sense of humor is very evil. I like the balance. You know, I like the ability to switch gears.
I got a call about a week ago from a girl I thought I didn't know. She said she seen me load a gun and jump in my car. And that she knew just what I used it for. I said, bitch, you must be crazy. Do you know who I am?
be damned if I let you bring me down. Then shut up, she said, come hit the bar downtown if you wanna know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, I swear, I recognize that voice. I swear, I know that kind of vice. I swear, that girl has played me before in a different life.
My favorite bands have always been eclectic bands. I mean, if you look at the, you know, classic bands like The Clash and The Beatles, and most of the really good bands for me have a lot of sides to them. I mean, and that was really important when we were going in to do this album. We had so many songs written this time. We had like over 20 songs to choose from. So it gave us a chance to pick a set that really kind of hung together well.
Well, you did very well sequencing this because, like I said, you just never know what you're going to get from one song to the next. As a matter of fact, I want to go into the Big Fat Pig song, which is only a minute, but you follow up that incredibly intense song with The Thing That Swings.
Yes, we do that live, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun to see the sort of schizophrenic reaction from the audience.
Well, let's do that. Big Fat Pig is the first song, but it's only a minute long. We'll segue right into The Thing That Swings from the new album called Shut Up by the Gas House Gorillas.
Look at the boiler on that pig.
Talking with Rick Fink of the Gas House Gorillas. He's one of the co-leaders of the band. The other one is Crusher Carmian. And Rick, he's your bass player and a guy we didn't see last time we saw you here in Central Illinois. Now, when we saw him in Peoria, you know, Crusher Carmian is as much a lunatic as you are on stage. So how does his return to the band affect how you perform on stage?
It just gives me a lot more room. You know, I can step back. I don't have to be so much the center of attention anymore. It gives people more things to look at, you know. when he first came into the band, I was aware of his reputation as a crazy performer and as somebody who was like bigger than life. As a matter of fact, he tried to kind of play that down because there had been other bands that really didn't appreciate that kind of thing. They just wanted him to hit his mark and stand in one place. But I was never about that. I always wanted him to just be himself and get as crazy as he could. You know, it would just egg me on to go further. You know, the other thing is it's good to have a foil on stage because, you know, when sometimes our sense of humor is so sort of evil and snarky that the thing that tells the audience that it's a joke is when they look over at the other guy and see him falling over laughing.
Let me go in another direction with another song on the album. It's called Chase the Moon. You've got another Moon song on back-to-back albums here. Can you talk about what Chase the Moon? Who wrote that song?
Crusher Carmine wrote that song. I think that was his attempt to write a straight rockabilly song. Of course, we don't do anything straight, so...
Besides the two co-leaders, you and Crusher, there's a couple other guys in the band. You got a guitar player and a drummer to round out the quartet. And Oscar Rodriguez, your guitar player, he's a pretty young guy. Is this a guy that has got that same kind of energy, or is this something that you have to instill into him now?
No, Oscar came in. Oscar came in with that energy. Oscar's he's 25 years old. He's just an amazing musician, amazingly accomplished, and it's been great having him.
Could you talk a little bit about his background?
Oscar is the probably the most schooled musician in the band. He actually did all the horn arrangements on the album. I remember one of my great memories in recording the album was watching Oscar conduct the orchestra in the live room.
Really?
As we sat in the console room. Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. But he's a monster guitar player. He's got tons of ideas. He's a songwriter. He can sing. He's someone who's great to bounce ideas off of. Whatever you can hear in your head, he can play it, basically. So he's made it possible for us to come back as a quartet.
And your drummer, Eddie Everett, what does he bring to the Gaff's House Gorillas?
Eddie is my favorite drummer we've ever had. He's just such a perfect fit for this band. When Crusher first came back to the band, we invited Eddie to sit in at a gig. And as soon as he played with him, Crusher turned to me and said, "That's my drummer." We'll be right back.
waters, but I ain't got no sense, 'cause I'm hanging by a shoestring from a white picket fence. Hey baby, ain't it the life? Money's getting cheaper for a man and his wife. Hey baby, ain't it the life? Money's getting cheaper for a man and his wife. I got the love and the kid, but you won't give me back, 'cause I can't find a job to put me back in the black.
Gas House Gorillas from their brand new album Shut Up, and Rick Fink from the band joins us here on GLT's Talkin' Blues. Is this the first time you've used crowdsourcing to fund an album?
Very first time, yeah, and it was great. We really appreciate everybody who stepped up and helped us out with this.
How was the response?
The response was amazing. We raised 10 grand. We actually spent a lot more on the album, but it was really great to just the way that everybody kind of jumped right in there. Especially at the end when you see yourself kind of getting close to the to your goal. I remember that day I was walking around and my phone was going off again and again, just with people donating money trying to get us there, you know.
This is a phenomenal album. Congratulations from start to finish. This is wonderful. And you end with a Christmas song. I mean, talk about mixing things up. A Christmas song on the album. Was this you and Crusher working together on this?
I wrote that one.
And you and Crusher had a nice little quick dialogue at the beginning.
Well, it was we were kind of goofing. I don't know if you remember the intro to the John Lennon Christmas song where they're saying "Happy Christmas, Kyoko." You know, it was kind of a goof on that.
Well, Rick Fink, nice to catch up with you again. Congratulations on the album.
Well, thank you, John, and thank you for your continued support over the years. We really appreciate it.
Happy Christmas, Crusher.
Shut up.
Keep reminding
after all.